You don't even run away. You just postpone this moment. This is how life goes. The heartbeat. Nothing is as steady. And the main thing. What is the first law of the universe? No, you. Yes. What is the first law of the universe? What?
Everything changes.
Change. Yes. The philosopher, I believe, Mullah Sadrao, which is like Rumi, but philosopher. And his best explanation is this, that the rule, the essence of the universe is change. And the essence of change is God. This is a Muslim philosopher. Change, especially here. The universe is changing, and this is an ever-changing stuff. I'm not the same thing I was 60 years ago. You could believe that, right? I'm ever-changing, so I'm not arriving to a point of this, and I'm not arriving in a point of this. There is no point to look at the end of the story. The problem is, the animal thinks about that. So I give up that animal and I say, I am my meaning, which is an ever-changing stuff in me. That's what I really am. That's the essence of me. The form is this, yes. But the essence has nothing to do with the form. The essence is what is transmitted from me to this we. What is the influence of me? What is the outcome of me being here and doing my life? That is the goal. Here is how to say, you doubly remember. First of all, very good for you. You were lucky you experienced that magical moment, which is worth so many lives. Secondly, okay, now you're in trouble. Try again, and again, and again, because this is what we do. How do we learn about the beauty? Do you know that? Oh, let me tell you the secret, because I have been in that college enough. Being a student, being a teacher, I know how could you learn the beauty. There is no other way. There is no shortcut. You should sit down and go through pages and pages and pages, even in cyberspace, to look at the pictures and look at them again and again and again. You cannot go to YouTube and look at all the pictures which are out there. You have to choose. How? You cannot. You have to go to a master, an artist. An artist will tell you, go and look at this and this and this and this. And you should give up the rest and look at those. You should trust them. If you are someone that doesn't trust anyone and will question everything, you will not graduate from that school. Period. Because there is no such a stuff of me and I believe this and blah, blah, blah. They tell you the beauty is unexplainable, but for years in this college, we'll show you a lot of different beauties, and hopefully you could make a sense of it. How? Simple. Imagine these two guys, they both want to become a filmmaker, a director. Okay? That one goes to the College of Philosophy. This one goes to sculpture making. which one has a chance to become that one. Now, the second one is Kiarostami, the most famous director of the best Iranian movies, the guy who Kurosawa, the Japanese guy, said you could divide the history of the movie before and after this guy. And he was in my college and learning sculpture. By that he learned the beauty when he started to making movies and taking pictures. He had the eye. As simple as that, he never went to the college, but he's the best. Because he learned about beauty. When you go to the college, you learn painting. When you graduate, you know a lot about music. You have to, if you are really good student over there. Because you cannot divide this all stuff. It's all about beauty. And beauty depends on taste. And taste comes with repetition. No shortcut. No genius stuff over there. You have to do it again and again and again. Right? Now imagine that I have found some beautiful stuff. Should I give it up? Or just hang on to it? There is this beautiful stuff. It's something in my mind which has a very special musicality, and there are some very interesting imagination provoking words in it, and I got it from someone I really love. My master gave me this zikr, which I repeated inside. I don't let this one talk. I love that verse. I love the musicality of it, because I'm learning precisely how it is. And the words are fantastic, abstract. Now, let's talk about this experience. Yeah, put your envy aside. Let's talk about it. How could we talk about it? Is there any reasoning here? Is there any logical stuff here? Does it need a lot of intelligence? No, no. It's just that passion. Then I repeat it and do it again and again and again and again, so it will give me some special taste, which makes me really happy. I don't need anything else. I just could sit down and do that. That's what we are talking about. Here he will say, oh, that only don't give up. Search for it. Search for it and do not give up, because the success is not up to you. Success is up to beloved. Remember in prayer, back to prayer at the end, right? In the prayer, what do you pray? What are you looking for? First of all, the acceptance, right? And the guy himself said, okay, when you pray, I accept. Come on. This is what the game is all about. The prayer is just asking for acceptance, nothing else. That's what it is. I hope it will remain in your brain what the real prayer is all about. Prayer is joyfully asking for acceptance from beloved in a lovely way. That's all we could say. Yes?
Explaining further the story of Ham, who in the time of David, on whom be peace, sought to receive lawful means of livelihood without working or taking trouble, and how his prayer was answered favorably.
Do you remember that? I told you, he started this story somewhere which was out of blue, and he explained only one paragraph, and he was talking about prayer. He started prayer then. He brought a paragraph about this fellow in the time of David. Then I told you the story. It's a long story, you will see. But he started it there. Here he will say, okay, now again I will explain it to you. He needed all these different explanations and examples and arguments and all that to start, because that's a magical prayer. Do you remember? There is this guy, he doesn't ask for anything from anyone but God. And he says, oh my God, look at me. I'm this lazy fellow you created. So I'm sitting down lazy, and you promised to give me my food. So give me my food. The cow broke the door, came in, and he made a lovely barbecue. This is what it is. How do you feel about that prayer? Now, after all these explanations, what do you think about that? Think. What was that? That was about a fellow with a good heart having a good barbecue? Is that what we're talking about? Or the prayer and being connected has a meaning, a use? What is the benefit of the prayer and being connected? Could you tell me? Okay, now that you know in your prayer you cannot be demanding, you cannot do this and that, prayer is that station, a state of mind and passion and all that. Okay, and you will repeat it day and night. So what? There is something else to it. If you learn the prayer as we explained it, now we'll tell you that prayer is the key to kill the cow of the ego and go back to your origin and remember what you forgot. Do you remember the return trip we are doing back to the origin? This is what it is. Because the guy, who is doing all this? We knew about him that he has a very good attitude towards God. What else? This guy has inheritance. This guy has a lot of stuff which is stolen from him. By whom? By his slave. Sounds familiar? This slave of me, this canis, has stolen everything from me. This one had brought all the rules, so the exception is out. When exception is out, College of Art is closed. Because that's what where the exception is. All is exception, love is exception, has no rules. And she stole it from me. It's the same story. So, he should regain whatever he had. He's rightfully his. How? Killing the cow. How killing the cow happens? Suddenly that cow should become visible. It will become visible if you really pray. This guy was praying to God, not asking for anything from anyone, and asking him for what? For whatever I lack, give it to me. That's all he asked, right? I love you, and everything comes from you, so give it to me. Okay. I'll give it to you, here's the cow. What do you do when a cow arrives? The first thing is, I was not asking for a cow. $1 million will do better. Kill the cow. That is the mission. This is something he should be waiting for. And the guy, without thinking, even will do it.